In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For God is love, and love casts out all fear. This morning, I bring you two different stories. One is from last year, and the other one from my college days. Both of these stories are about God and love, and that love casts out all fear. So, won't you join me on this journey of love this morning? Story number one. Last year, around Christmas time, my mother-in-law was visiting us from the other Georgia. My wife and I went to pick her up from Atlanta Airport International Terminal. Everything seemed as same, usual like always. But I suddenly started seeing something beautiful in the ordinary. We had to wait for about an hour for my mother-in-law to come out, and in the meantime, I watched people anxiously waiting for their loved ones, rushing towards them the moment they come out of the arrival terminal. I witnessed the overwhelming emotions, tears, an enormous amount of love in that 1 hour. Love was overflowing from parents to their children, grandparents to their grandchildren, love between spouses and romantic partners, friends to their friends, in every possible human relationship I can think of. This experience brought me so much joy and also tears. The raw emotions of love. And I know many of you are probably remembering the 2000 Christmas movie, Love Actually, and you are right. As I was seeing the overflowing love and emotions all around that place, it was true for me that no matter the state of the world is, love actually is all around us. It also made me think that maybe airport is a place where for a moment nothing else matters and people rush to express their raw love after terribly missing their loved ones. The kind of love which brings people together. How about the kind of love which makes us uneasy sometimes. When love is the last thing that we want to do with. When even the thought of it enrages us. And then love, which tears and breaks down barriers between us and them. The love where you see God, because God is love. And that love casts out fear. If we have God in our lives, who casts out fear? In other words, if we have love in our lives, that love can cast out fear. The love which will survive and even thrive through thunderstorms and hurricanes. That is the love I am talking about this morning. When fear consumes our mind, love becomes our answer. And when fear of punishment takes over our judgments, love is the answer. Love is the way. The author of John uses the word beloved in Greek, agapetos. Beloved, divinely loved ones, personally experiencing God's agape love. So, beloved, There are times in life when love is the last thing that we want to do. But if we do it, we push through those times, choose love over hate, choose love over envy, choose love over jealousy, choose love over evil. This means choosing God over evil. And such love will cast all fear. Love casts out all the fear because source of such love is true God. In today's epistle, the word used for cast out is the same word the gospel writer used to tell stories of Jesus casting out, driving out demons. Love driving out fear is described as same word as Jesus casting out demons. Beloved, fear is natural for humans, but being recipient of true love is a gift from God. And that love casts out fear. Because the source of that love is God, and where God is, there is no fear. And that when fear, that fear is gone, then we can be made perfect in loving each other. We can extend the radical love to the lost, to the least, and to the last. Because Jesus made love perfect by loving us first. The second story, which is very personal to me, I have many challenging stories from Pakistan, but today's stories is not one of them. Previously, in some of my personal stories, I mentioned that when I moved to college, I was the only Christian student among thousands of others in my class. My roommate was a devout Muslim. On the first Friday, after we started our classes, he asked me to go for Friday prayers with him. And that was the first time I told him that I was a Christian. It was a huge surprise for him. It was the first time ever he was seeing a Christian person in the flesh in his life. Literally first time ever. He used to call his grandmother almost every other day, and during one of those calls, she asked him about his roommate. My friend just told her that I was from Lahore, which is quite a big city in Pakistan. She said to him, "Isn't it great that you can visit him even after finishing your college?" And then she asked him, "Does your roommate pray 5 times a day, or at least on Fridays?" And my friend told her, "Well, Grandma, he's a Christian." "Oh no, what have you done?" His grandmother told him, "You need to change your room immediately." He said, "Grandma, I am not going to do that. He is my friend, and we have already built great relationship with each other." Now my brother, he gave me a beautiful painting of Psalm 46 that I hung on the wall instead of cross in my dorm room. It said, "God is a refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." I used to pray these words every day under that Psalm 46 painting. And every single day, he saw me praying those words with me, under that painting. Now, coming back, I grew up in a culture where we used to sit or kneel on the carpet, on the floor to pray as a family, or even in the church. My roommate used to start his day with his first prayer around 5 a.m. He had a prayer rug, a very sacred object for Muslims, which had a Mecca painting on it. And I used to wake up early in the morning after him and kneel on the floor, starting my day by reading and praying with Psalms. After a few days, after he observed those, that I was sitting on the floor praying without any carpet or rug, and what happened next really amazed me. The next day, he offered his first prayer of the day early in the morning, and he left his prayer rug instead of folding it and putting it away. It was a surprise for me, and I asked him, "Did you forget to fold your prayer rug?" And I started folding it. He said to me, "No, that is for you to use during your prayer time in the morning." It surprised me, and I told him, "Well, thank you so much, but I cannot accept it. If somebody else knows that I am using this prayer rug where I am not supposed to sit, it will cause problem not only for me, but for you as well." He said to me, "Salmoon, I will take care of it if something like this happened to you or to me." Since then, every day early in the morning, after he offered his first prayer of the day, he always left his prayer rug for me instead of folding it back. So when I woke up, I could pray on it. That continued as long as we lived in that room. That was the time when I realized what it means for love to cast out fear. When we have God in our life, it casts out all fear. After that, every Sunday morning, he was waking me up by saying, "I think it's time for you to go to the church." And on Fridays, I was telling him to go to the mosque because Friday was a holy day for him. True relationship, true love, true friendship casts out fear of the unknown, fear of the otherness, and fear of different. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. The manifestation of God's love for us happens when God is present in all of our relationships, whether that expression of love is at the airport or sharing your prayer rug with your neighbor who is different from you. God is love. If God is there in our relationship, it means love is there. Only through love we can honor the majesty of God in our lives. So, beloved, this morning, may we share our prayers and rugs and spaces and lives to love those who are also called the children of God, because God is love, and love casts out fear. The words of Saint Francis of Assisi, he says, "God came to my house and asked for charity. And I fell on my knees and cried, 'Beloved, what may I give?' 'Just love,' he said. 'Just love.'" Amen.